الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. In the Quran Majid, in many places, Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Rabbul Izzat praises Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam for his beautiful qualities, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even commands the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow the way of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. That, O ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Of anbiya must have been very, very special in the sight of Allah. And each and every Nabi and Rasul are special. But when it comes to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is so special that Allah is giving the hukam to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it doesn't stop there. Allah Rabbul Izzat himself had commanded our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you also follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which was completely straight, devoted towards Allah, not turning to the right or the left, not deviating from the haq slightly also. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was so special. He's so blessed. He's so maqbool inda Allah that we do not find in any example, not in the Quran, nor in the hadith, where Allah is commanding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow another Nabi. In specific, followed. But when it comes to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah Rabbul Izzat in specific says that follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now we should understand at this juncture that from the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam that came in the world, some say 124,000, some say 224,000, the exact number is known by Allah alone. But we believe in all the Anbiya that they were rightly guided servants of Allah, and they were chosen divinely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the mission of nubuwwat and sending the world. This is our belief. So all the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, they were on haq. But when it came to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, the ulama unanimous that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam ranks number 2 from the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam that came in the world. He is second in maqam, second in rank, second in status, after the status of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the Imam of all the Anbiya and Rusul that were sent in the world. Nabi alayhi salatu salam was the highest. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam came second in rank. As far as the Nabi that comes third, the ulama say, it is one of the three, either Musa alayhi salam, either Isa alayhi salam, or Nuh alayhi salam. But there's nothing conclusive or definite. One of the three is number 3. And thereafter, we do not now specify any position to any Nabi Allah has knowledge of whose rank is whatever in the sight of Allah. But first comes the rank of Rasulullah Sallam, then the rank of Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam, and then the other Anbiya. So Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam is so high and enjoys such a lofty status, rank and position in the sight of Allah, that Allah Rabbul Izzah gave him number two in the rank of the ranks of the Anbiya. So when Allah Pak is commanding Rasulullah Sallam, the ummah of Rasulullah Sallam, follow the way of Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam, what does this mean? Because if Nabi Sallam is greater than Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam, then what does it mean when Allah is telling Rasulullah Sallam, follow the way of Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam? Ulama explain, is that in every Nabi Shariat, in every Nabi's Shariat, there were three types of laws. Three types of laws. One type of laws pertain to Aqaid, the belief that all the Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, the Aqaid was the same. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were equal in this. You won't find one Nabi's Aqaid is different, another Nabi's Aqaid is something else. No. In the aspect of Aqaid, the first type of laws pertaining to beliefs, all the Anbiya were equal. Then come to the second level, then this the fundamental and very important aspects and laws in the Nabi's religion, Shariat. And then come the secondary aspects. So when it comes to Aqaid, all Anbiya were equal. When it comes to secondary issues, we find that the Anbiya differed. It said Allah Pak sent different laws to different Anbiya for their ummats at different times. So that you can find maybe the way that we perform our salah maybe a bit slightly different. Then maybe the way that we did the Hajj or we do the Umrah, it could be different. The way we fast could be slightly different. So this is now the secondary issues, secondary type of laws. All Anbiya you find, there could be differences. But when it comes to the fundamental laws, then each Nabi also has in his Shariat, in his religion also, there were certain fundamental laws. As far as Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is concerned, Allah Rabbul Izzat loved him so much, Allah was so happy and pleased with Ibrahim alayhi salam, the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that the fundamental aspects of the Shariat of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah put this in our deen. Allah put this in our deen. So that is what the meaning of فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Follow the millah of Ibrahim, the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. In other words, the most important fundamental laws that Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam followed and subscribed to in his life, Allah Pak put this in the Shariat of Rasulullah, in our deen. In other words, Allah Pak loved Ibrahim alayhi salam so much, Allah Pak made his honor continue till the end of time. That his mention is in Quran, and parts of his Shariat are in the Shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will be practiced ila yawmil qiyamah, till the day of qiyamah. Can you imagine? What an honor. When it comes to Adam bi alayhi salatu wasalam, of course, each Nabi was special, accepted in the sight of Allah, and his rewards will be continuous also till the day of qiyamah. But when it comes to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah Pak not only made his rewards continue till the day of Qiyamah, Allah also gave him a complete share in the Shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for these type of obligations, fundamental laws, Allah Pak put it in the... So when we practice this here, we practicing the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and who the credit goes to, who the reward goes to, all goes to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Example, when we look at the examples of this, is that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba Sharif, so we perform salah towards the Kaaba of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Qibla of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then when it comes to khatna, the first person to carry out khatna in the world was Ibrahim alayhi salam. Again, it's Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then when you look at Hajj, Allah Pak sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam to teach him how to carry out the Hajj, the pilgrimage, from the beginning right till the end. The Hajj that we carry out, the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallam, was the Hajj of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. The Umrah also, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. So when he comes to Salah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. When he comes to the Hajj, when he comes to the Umrah, when he comes to the Khatna, when he comes to Qurbani, every year we carry out the Qurbani. This Qurbani was the Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Then we find among the legacy that he left, that Allah Pak mentions with honor in Quran Majid, part of the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salam is to turn away from the way of the idolaters, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the Jews, the Christians who turn away entirely. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam faced many trials in his life, and he passed with extinction. He passed with distinction. He passed with the flying colors. He passed all the tests. And Allah Rabbul Izzat also makes mention of this. Allah says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. Allah Pak tested Ibrahim alayhi salam with various trials, tribulations and tests. فَأَتَمَّهُونَ. He passed with flying colors. With distinction, he passed everything, all the tests. قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Allah was so happy. Allah, we post you to the position of imamat, leadership. You are the leader of mankind. You are the leader of the people of your zamana. Allah Pak. قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَتِي. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, oh Allah, what about my family? Oh Allah, what about my followers? What about my ummah? What about my children to come? Also grant them that honor. Grant them also leadership. Grant them also, Allah Pak said, قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّهْرِ. From your children, we will grant this honor to those who are obedient. Like how we grant them that honor. And those who are disobedient, we will not grant them that honor. For them, they will not grant. So, Nabi Ibrahim al-Islam is passing all the tests. So many tests Allah Pak speaks about. And among the great tests that Allah Pak put him through was the test where Allah Pak commands him to slaughter his son. Now just ponder for a moment, right? Let's just go quickly through the life of Ibrahim al-Islam. He's growing up in a home that is surrounded by idol worshippers. It's surrounded by idols. His father is the idol manufacturer. The one who's manufacturing the idols is his father, selling it to the people. As though the idol industry is running from his home. But he grows up on Tawheed, on the oneness of Allah, not at all turning towards shirk and kufr. Allah Pak brings him up in this way. Then he advises his father lovingly, warmingly, with respect and honor. He tells his father, oh my father, do not follow shaitan. Why are you worshipping this idol? وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا. Nabi Allah says to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your ummah about the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was from among the chosen friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was the Nabi of Allah. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِي يَا أَبَتِ لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. He addressed his father with a lot of love, and he said, oh my beloved father, why are you worshipping the stone? It can't hear, it can't speak, can't benefit. He explained to his father. His father was not happy. His father said, oh Ibrahim, if you don't desist from your evil and your wrong ways, then I will lash you. Ibrahim al-Islam saw that his message was falling on deaf ears and his family was not prepared. He moves away from the people of kufr and shirk. He moves away immediately. He breaks away from his family, his kith and kin, because they were on a diverse path from the path of obedience. They were on the wrong path. And then we find that he goes to his people. He gives dawah to his people. Again, his people are not prepared. Then he moves away from his people. And then the king hears about him. The king summons him. He comes before the king. The king Namrud was claiming to be Allah. You can imagine now. And Namrud's power was such that they say among the people who ruled over the entire world, one was Namrud. So much of power he had outwardly in the dunya. Namrud summons him, he comes before Namrud. Namrud tells him that I have heard that you are worshipping a Lord besides myself. I am Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says that, no, you are not Allah. You are not Allah. My Allah is that being who gives life and gives death. So Namrud couldn't understand, he was a bit dense upstairs. So Namrud is, he commanded that, you know, two prisoners be brought. He says, kill this man. He was killed. He says, see, I gave him death. And then he freed the other prisoner. He said, I gave him life. Ibrahim al-Islam realized, Namrud is too dense. He can't understand. He can't understand what is the reality of life and death. He doesn't know that. Simple things he doesn't know. That life is a thing that is lifeless, and Allah puts the ruh in it, and it becomes full of life. And when a thing, Allah removes that ruh, then that the person is there, all the limbs are in its place, intact. But the person now is, that life had been taken. This is what death is. You know. So Ibrahim al-Islam decided that let's change the style of the argument. Let's change the style of the debate. So he said, you see, O Namrud, my Allah is that being who causes the sun to rise from the east and set in the west. If you claim to be Allah, why don't you change the pattern? You cause it to rise from the west and set in the east. Allah says, فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. This kafir was dumbstruck. He was dumbfounded, he was silenced immediately. He didn't know what to do. They say, might is right. When you don't know, you lose the debate, you lose the argument, and now you want to show your forceful approach. So there he lights the fire. He invites everybody to come and put firewood and contribute to this. Everybody's coming. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown to a via catapult. So, at that time the angels came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam offering their help. He asked the angels, are you sent by Allah? He said, no, I don't have any need. My Allah is sufficient for me. And then he goes in the fire. And Allah Pak says, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We commanded the fire become cool and peaceful for our Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ulama say the best period in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was in the fire. Best period. Best amount of happiness. He was in that condition. What Ibrahim alayhi salam taught us? إِنِّي بُرَاءُ مِنْكُمْ مَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. He told all his people that you people are on a diverse path, you're on the path of kufr and shirk, I got nothing to do with you. We are believers, we are mu'mineen. So we won't say that, you know, we're living in a country that we're surrounded by the kuffar, we have to coexist, so let us join hands. Let us get close to the kuffar, let us do this, let us do that. Allah Pak is telling Rasulullah SAW, follow the way of Ibrahim al-Islam, the way of Ibrahim al-Islam, break away from kufr and shirk entirely. Show that your allegiance to Allah and Allah alone. That is only Allah in my life. I cannot join hands, whether it's some interfaith, whether it is a multi-faith program, whatever it is. How can I do Allah down, do His Rasul Sassam down? How can I say that, no, you know, we're living in this country, so we have to coexist. So, you know, we'll go in the church with them, we'll go in this place, we'll because, you know, no. Ya Allah is saying, فَاتَّبِعُوا, follow Ibrahim alayhi salam, O Ummat Rasul Sallam. Allah is saying to Rasul, follow Ibrahim alayhi salam. What was the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Break away entirely. Show them, this is haq and this is batil. You don't have to fight with anybody. We'll show akhlaq to the kuffar, and that will be a dawah to Islam. We'll show them good character. But we will not now be so close to them, that now we joining them in their functions, we inviting them home, we at a time of Diwali, a time of Christmas, time of that, we show them that, you know, happy Christmas, happy Diwali. No, no. If you're doing that, what it means? You're saying that, you know, I applaud you on the kufr and shirk you're doing, you know, carry on, you know. Carry on, you know. This is also one way, and we brothers also, we can live like this. No, this is not Allah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah is saying, Allah tested him. Look at it. He moved away from his home, his family. He moved away from his people, his city. He moved away from his country. When Namrud threw him in a fire, when he came out, he moved from Iraq, he went to Misr. From Misr, day after, he goes to Palestine. And then Allah Pak granted him Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, Allah Pak granted him Hazrat Ishaq, Allah Pak granted him. And Allah made him the father of thousands of Anbiya. Thousands. But this is the lesson he's teaching us. When Allah is telling Rasulullah and the Ummah follow the way, one of the fundamental principles and laws that Ibrahim alayhi salam in his Shariat, and this is put in our Shariat, is break away from kufr entirely. We won't think like the kafir, we won't speak like the kafir, we won't adopt the ways, the lifestyle, not the business trends, in at all. We'll hold on to the way of Islam, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The one battle, one sahabi was fighting, the Nabi of Allah was behind him, and there was a kafir. So this sahabi came from the land of Faris, came from Persia. So being from Persia, so at the time when he struck that kafir on the battlefield, he told that kafir, take this strike from me, take this shot from me. وَأَنَا الْغُلَامُ الْفَارْسِ. And you know who I am? I am the Persian boy. I came from the land of Persia. Nabi alayhi salam immediately told him, corrected him. Nabi alayhi salam told him, why didn't you say, وَأَنَا الْغُلَامُ الْأَنْصَارِ. I am from the Ansar. Why you attributed yourself to the land of Kufr, to the people of Kufr? Listen, you should have said, وَأَنَا, I came to Medina, I'm part of Islam. I'm part of Islam, I'm part of the brotherhood of Islam. Why didn't you say, وَأَنَا الْغُلَامُ الْأَنْصَارِ. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, Rasulullah is traveling on the journey of Hajj with the Sahaba. He meets a caravan of people. Nabi alayhi salam asked them, who are you people? They said, Nahnu al-Muslimun, we are the believers. They introduced themselves to Rasulullah SAW and said, we are part of your fraternity, the fraternity of Islam. You know, a person asks someone, you know, who are you? He said, I'm a Muslim doctor, you know. He said, first Islam comes in. I'm a Muslim lawyer. I'm a Muslim doctor. I'm a Muslim trader. We don't forget is that our allegiance is first to Allah. This is what this Qurbani every year is coming to teach us, brothers. The lesson of Islam. The lesson of Islam. It's not just the animal we slaughter year in and year out every year. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is being commanded, follow the way of Ibrahim Alayhi Salam. And I mentioned the way of Ibrahim Alayhi Salam, all these laws Allah Pak instituted in our Sharia. Among those laws was the law of Qurbani. Is that when Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Allah Pak, He gave him so many commands, so many tests, He passed with flying colors. You know, every year, Allah, I look at Quran, I look at the Hadith, and you know, it brings tears to my eyes. You know, every time you read the incident, and you think that, hey, this Nabi of Allah, what love he had for Allah, what love he had, that he never blink an eye, he never think twice. Allah Pak just gave that command and he fulfilled it. And what commands? Allah Pak is commanding, O Ibrahim, from the land of Palestine, take your wife Hajar, and take your infant child, small child, take them to the land of Makkah Mukarramah and leave them. That time Makkah Mukarramah, barren land. There's no growth, there's no sign of civilization, there's no people living, no house, there's nothing. Some riwayat mentioned he went on the Burak and his wife asked him everywhere, is this the land? He said, no, ahead. Until they came to the land of Makkah. That time there was no Kaaba Sharif there. There's no Kaaba. The Kaaba in the time of Nuh alayhi salam was lifted up. But Jibreel alayhi salam told us, Ibrahim alayhi salam, this is the place, the foundations of the Kaaba is here. This is the place Allah has commanded now to leave them. Now he's leaving his wife Hajar alayhi salam, he's leaving his small infant child still suckling the milk of the mother. She only got a small bag of dates and she's got some water. That's all she's got. And he leaves her there, the command of Allah. And then he leaves her and he turns around and he goes. And then she follows him, says, you're leaving us here, there's no one here. He doesn't respond because the command of Allah, he just continues until she says second time, where are you leaving us here? There's no people, there's no houses, there's nothing here. And then she came from the home of Nubuwat, of Risalat, and she says, did Allah command you with this? Then he nods, he turns around, he nods, he says, this is the command of Allah. He says, إِذَنْ لَيْ يُضَيِّعَنَ اللَّهِ. Allah will never allow us to perish, Allah will take care of us. It's mentioned Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he went at some distance, where there's a small hill, he faced Kaaba Sharif, he lifts his hands and he makes dua. رَبِّ إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ زُرِّيَتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ إِنْ دَبَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. Wallah, your command, I bring them here. Wallah, I brought them to this barren land. There's no sign of any growth in it. Wallah, you take care of them. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي. Wallah, make this progeny of mine to come. Now, he's only a small child there. But he's got so much of iman and yaqeen on Allah. My Allah is going to take care of me. I have to fulfill His command and I must leave the rest to Him. Whatever He wants me to do, I must just do that. Don't ask questions, but this, but that. Okay, you know, if I cancel the insurance policies, then something happened, then what, you know. Don't ask questions like this. He says, when you were in the womb of your mother, Allah took care of you. Every day Allah is causing that rosy to come to you. Why don't listen to Allah? Why don't obey His commands? He will show you this power. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, O Allah, the progeny to come, make them, keep them firm on salah. What dua is making? O Allah, keep my progeny firm on salah. He must worship you. He's facing the Kaaba. Of course, there's no Kaaba in that day. O Allah, make them very, very obedient to you. Keep them firm on salah. That all that salah must be in their lives. That salah that is out of the lives of the believers today, brothers. That's why we don't see the rise of Islam. Because we haven't found the masjid in our lives. We don't come to the house of Allah. We're performing our salah in our homes. We're performing here, performing there. Rasulullah says, I wish to gather a group of youth. Take firewood and go to the homes of those people who are performing their salah in their houses. I want to go and burn the houses. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, try to feel the feeling of Rasulullah when he said the statement. What was the condition of his heart? Just try to imagine that when we speak of Rasulullah, he says, Rasulullah was the most merciful. Allah is saying, Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a mercy for mankind, for all the world, till the day of Qiyamah. He is saying, I want to burn the houses. Allahu Akbar. And then he mentioned, if it's not for the woman folk, the Rawayat of Musa Ahmad, if it's not for the woman folk and the children, I would have definitely went and burnt it. But because of the woman, I won't do this. Allahu Akbar. So the next time when we hear the call of the Azan, we must understand that our loyalty is in Islam. Our loyalty is Islam. So among Ibrahim al-Islam, this was the lesson to break away from the kuffar, the ways, their lifestyle, their clothing, their everything of the kuffar will show that no, we have our allegiance to Islam, Rasulullah s.a.w. And among the things that Ibrahim al-Islam, the legacy he left, that Allah Pak put in the Quran, Allah Pak put in the Quran, Allah Pak put in the, Allahu Akbar, in the hadith, in the shariat, is qurbani. Nabi al-Islam mentioned, مَا عَمِلَ آدْمِيٌ مِنْ عَمَلٍ يَوْمَ النَّحْدِيَ حَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ إِهْرَاقِ الدَّمِ. There's no action that a person will do on the day of Qurbani that is more beloved to Allah than the action of spilling the blood and carrying out the Qurbani. Most beloved to Allah. Allah is so. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِي بِقُرُونِهَا وَأَصْفَارِهَا وَأَشْعَارِهَا وَأَزْلَافِهَا. The Bible mentioned this animal will come on the day of Qiyamah with its skin, it'll come with its hooves, it'll come with everything to be weighed. Allahu Akbar, to be weighed, hear everything. وَإِنَّ الدَّمْ لَيَقَعُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِمَكَانٍ قَبْلَ يَقَعَ بِالْأَرْضِ. And when you slaughter that animal before the drop of blood reaches the ground, it reaches Allah. It reaches Allah. فَطِيبُ بِهَا نَفْسَ. The Bible also mentioned that this animal will be as though your ticket to Jannah is going to reach. So carry out the obligation of Qurbani with a happy heart. When you're doing this Qurbani, understand that this is what was, Ibrahim alayhi salam was asked to give his son. Then that command came after that, when that Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah Pak spared the child, and Allah Pak commanded, oh Ibrahim, now you must slaughter that son. He saw a dream. And when he saw the dream, he knew. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he knew the command of Allah. He told his son, oh my son, I have seen in a dream, أَرَىٰ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ مَاذَا تَرَىٰ. I saw that I'm slaughtering, what do you have to say? قَالْ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُمَرْ. Oh my beloved father, as you have been commanded by Allah, you carry it out. You carry out the command. Small young child. Allahu Akbar. سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ مِنْ صَابِرِينَ. Inshallah, you will find me among the patient. Ibrahim al-Islam, he takes that knife and he puts that knife there. Allah Pak is telling us in Quran, Allah is depicting the scene. Allah says, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا. When father and son both submitted in heart and action to the command of Allah. See, Allah used the word aslam. Aslama means that not only outwardly, but in their heart, they were very happy. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, son, told my beloved father, put me on my face. So when you're slaughtering me, you don't see my eyes. You don't see my face. It'll be difficult for you. Put me the other side. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he put his son down. He took that knife and he put that knife. Mentioned in the narration that that knife was not cutting. Because Allah Pak didn't. That knife was in the command of Allah. And Allah sent that ram from Jannah. That Qurbani came about. Sahaba said, Ma'adila Dahiya, O Rasulullah, so what is this significance of Udhiya that we carry out every year? Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, Sunnah to Abikum Ibrahim. That is the Sunnah, the way of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. That every year we carry it out. But we carry out that, but what's the lesson? The lesson is submission. Ibrahim alayhi salam submitted before Allah in every way. He passed every test and Allah Pak gave him the highest honor and position in this world. After Rasulullah sallam comes the maqam and the position of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah Ta'ala give me an honest tawfiq of making amal wa akhidah wa alhamdulillah.